This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Let's get to some food news out of the gate here on this Wednesday morning for you.
Craving something sweet? Want something new to eat? It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Junk Food
Roundup. Well, here's something you definitely won't be craving to eat. A raw chicken sandwich.
You know, you tend to want them cooked.
You do. Yeah. We just kind of talked about this the other day, too. But a woman in Arizona, Goodyear, Arizona, was worried sick about her granddaughter after her granddaughter took some bites out of a raw chicken sandwich from a Burger King.
How does it even happen? I mean, it's 10 million degree oil that they cook it in, isn't it?
Yeah, but then what if a kid just drops it in there for 30 seconds and is like, yeah, this will do.
Yeah,
that is not good.
Here's the story from CBS 5. Take a listen here.
Open up the fridge. You'll still find this chicken sandwich here. The family kept it to take it back to Burger King today to show everyone how wrong
they ate a lot of it.
Yeah, well, kids don't listen.
It started with a trip to this Buckeye Burger King.
Oh, that's going to make me throw right up.
Layla got chicken nuggets. Caitlin ordered a chicken
sandwich. Luckily, it's not real chicken.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with this? I said, what do you mean, what's wrong with it? She said, look at it. So she handed it to me, and you could see that the meat was raw as it could be, pink as it could be.
Oh, my God.
That's so hard to see.
Why is looking at raw chicken so hard to look at?
Well, because you just know that it shouldn't be eaten. Because
there's bites out of it.
Am I the only one, though, that thought that they cooked everything already? And then they just threw it in and reheated it.
No, that's you all are I the assume. Only one. No. They don't do that.
Oh,
dude.
Come on.
Yeah, with the chicken.
They can't do chicken. They cook their burgers. They cook their chicken.
Well,
it doesn't come in pre. You can't pre-cook a chicken sandwich. It would be like rubber.
Sure you can.
Maybe there's some real cheap places that do it.
Like rubber?
No. Like McDonald's, they come in like frozen, but they're raw, and then they cook them.
Yeah.
Same with Burger King.
I always just assumed they wouldn't want to take the chance of a little girl eating a raw.
No, yeah. You can't really pre-cook a chicken sandwich like that.
No.
Because it would taste
too bad.
It would be nasty. It'd be like a
hockey
puck.
I wish they'd stop showing it.
Okay.
Oh, they're not good. They're not going to stop.
It's raw.
Yeah, they're not going to stop, guys.
Back to the story here.
Caitlin had already taken a few bites. Grandma called Burger King. She says the fast food joint apologized, saying it could refund her.
I don't think they understood my concern. To me, they seem very nonchalant about, we just made it. We didn't cook it long enough.
Grandma wants to know what safety precautions Burger King will take in the future. To protect kids like her younger granddaughter with a weak immune system, she can't risk getting food poisoning.
If it had been Layla, it could have possibly been death.
Burger King tells me the location is locally owned. Only corporate can talk to me. I'm still waiting for corporate to return my call and email about what measures it will take to keep this from happening again. Brittany Thomason, Arizona's Family.
So I know at places like, at least McDonald's, they have like timers on their deep fryers and stuff, right?
Yeah,
so they
you'd assume
that even for their French fries, to make sure they're cooked exactly, they drop it, they press a button, 3 minutes later it beeps, and it automatically rises. So it's basically foolproof.
Yeah. It's almost like the oil wasn't hot enough, like there was something wrong. Like the oil.
It's just cooked on the outside and
not
on the inside.
That must have been it, dude. The oil was too cool.
Oil just
or someone grabbed it before they should have.
Yeah.
Because they just wanted to get them out.
They are like, there's like idiot-proof stuff in there.
There's pictures on the register, right? Like a large pop is the big one.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't deal in numbers.
No.
So the kid gets sick? Or?
The kid didn't get sick.
Because we can't eat raw food, right? I mean, like,
raw chicken.
You shouldn't.
Worst, like,
but I think it's probably, you probably could do a couple bites. What's amazing to me is, have you ever eaten, by mistake, raw chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have for sure.
No, I have not.
No, but if you get a piece of raw chicken just in your mouth,
you know right away.
Instantly.
Yeah.
You're like, the first bite into chicken that doesn't feel, your whole body is like, no!
Yeah.
Like, it screams no.
I think it's an evolutionary thing.
You don't, I guess maybe you don't
know
yet.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you don't have a clue.
I mean, I also wonder, because when I was a kid and I drank that milk and I knew it was sour, and my dad was just like, drink it! You know?
Yeah.
He just didn't believe me. I was like, no, seriously.
You're going to kill me.
And he was like, no, drink it. And yeah. I just wonder if someone was like, it's fine. It's fine. Eat it. Because my kids will do that kind of stuff all the time. This is no good. This is no good. And it's like, that's cake.
Yeah. No, they just don't want to eat it.
Like, that is a piece of cake.
Right. Yeah. As a parent, you assume they just don't want to eat it, or they're just giving you a hard time. But no, that is raw chicken. Hopefully grandma wasn't like, eat your sandwich.
Yeah. That's what I'm a little worried about.
Eat your sandwich, you little bitch.
Exactly.
Quit whining, you bitch.
I bought you a chicken sandwich.
That'd be the meanest grandma of all time.
Exactly.
You keep eating it. I only like the others. I only like the little girl, not you, you old bitch.
What do you mean it doesn't taste good?
Yeah, it could be the case,
that's
right?
Not the case.
Yeah, that's my grandma.
She just
that's
ate
why that. Your mom left your father. That's a you.
Thanks, Grandma.
You're a horrible little person. I shouldn't have even bought you a chicken sandwich.
Thanks, Grandma.
maybe she's lovely and she would never say something like that. But you would think at, I didn't realize the kid that took it was 13. You think by 13, you know what's
13?
Raw and what's. Yeah, the other granddaughter was younger, the one they showed in the video. It's the 13-year-old
who ate half of the raw sandwich.
Ate half of a raw chicken sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Rednecks with us here. Hey, Redneck, good morning.
Good moring. How are you this morning?
Doing
Ripcord.
Okay. Ripcord.
Ripcord.
What's your comment?
So anyway, real quick, I watched Light Swap last night, and they had this family on there that raised their own chickens and processed themselves, but they would only eat them raw. That's the moral of the story.
What?
They ate raw chicken constantly. Check it out. It was on last night, and that's all they would eat is raw chicken. They did not cook it. It was pretty disgusting.
Well, sounds like we could get rid of them.
Yeah.
Like, let them keep eating raw chicken until it kills them.
That's fine. We need the space.
They serve it as a dish in Japan, I believe.
Raw chicken.
Raw Jesus, God.
Yeah. Well, much like, I wonder if there's a way to do it. Because, there's a lot of Lebanese people and stuff that eat raw, like kibbe, raw beef, right?
Yeah.
Well, but it's processed differently.
I always wondered, like, okay, how come we can't handle it? Like, if it was a gorilla. And the gorillas or monkeys, whatever the ones that hunt, they hunt, they kill something.
Yeah.
They eat it raw. Nothing else cooks anything.
Yeah, they have enzymes and things that they're not.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect
So we
them
just
much.
Don't have it anymore because we're
bitches.
We're little bitches now, right?
We're little bitches is my scientific take on it.
Mm-mm-mm.
This may be the wife swap here.
I don't know.
In Iowa, with the raw food diet banned, Kim's will the Hagwood kids visit a restaurant and choose whatever meal they want.
What looks good to you? The chicken strips or the roast beef?
I think I'm just going to go with a hamburger.
Wow. Have you any barbecue sauce or ranch or anything? Does ketchup?
Dig in.
Is this an old show?
Must be.
It tasted like really good, but then once it started going down, it just didn't quite settle with my stomach.
It was muddy one day.
The most difficult part is the knowing what may happen afterwards.
What do you mean?
In Iowa, it's the morning after the Hagwoods' first cooked meal in over a year, and all is not well.
So now they're sick because they ate cooked food.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. That's wild. I think that chicken and pork is just the salmonella.
Yeah, that's what it is, right?
Yeah, diarrhea.
Diarrhea is the best thing it can cause. Really, honestly.
Yeah.
Whole family's gonna make it. Diarrhea. So bad.
Not up to your ring, but he say diarrhea is the best.
Yeah, well, I know, but when I got sick from chicken, honestly, I would have been thankful for just diarrhea.
The bloating, fever, vomiting, bloody stools.
Nausea. No, it was the vomiting. The vomiting was the worst.
Yeah.
And the combination of vomit and, the coming out of both ends stuff is the worst.
Yeah.
It just rocks you.
It's not feeling fun.
It rocks every
diarrhea.
Hole.
Bloody stool.
There's the backup singer.
It's like a deep voice.
It's like a big black backup singer.
Yeah. Bloody stool. Bloody stool.
Diarrhea.
Bloody stool.
Bloody
stool. Diarrhea.
Nausea.
Bloody, bloody stool, yo.
Nausea.
Like Van Halen.
Joe. Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe. As diarrhea and the bloody stool backup singers continue, what's your comment?
Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg. Prepare to peg, sir. Are you prepared? Prepared! Peg away!
You should not do that with bloody stool, by the way. So, Joe,
well, you'll get it.
You had a story.
Yeah, I went to a chain place, and I ordered some wings there. I ended up eating one of them and, you know, not realizing. I bit into the second one, completely raw. I started cutting into all of them. They were all 100% raw. They must have just... So, touched them in there a little bit.
Do you think you ate one fully raw wing without knowing it?
Yep.
Ooh, they just touched them in there.
Yeah, just no good.
Let's just dip it by the grease for a second. There we go.
That's not long
enough.
That's
not... Joe, did you get sick?
No, I did not. I ended up talking to the waitress. They brought the manager and everything over. Went through that whole spiel and stuff. They offered to replace my meal and gave me a free gift card for basically a free next meal. I ended up just leaving, not even getting the next meal. Never went back.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Good idea. Thanks for calling in, man.
It's a weird when they screw up your food and they're like, we'll give you more free terrible food.
So I think that's really what it is that I think you can eat. You could, your body can eat raw chicken, but there's that roll of the dice. Does this have salmonella?
Yeah, which a lot of times does.
Roll the dice.
Right. With a chicken wing, that's not a lot of chicken. Right? That's a good thing. There's not a ton of chicken on a chicken wing, so you're not getting a ton of it in your system if you just had one wing.
Oof. And I do wonder, so the family that ate raw chicken like their whole life, I wonder if you ate raw food your whole life, if
you
would like build up some kind of...
I think, listen, Amber and her family in India, you know, they can eat stuff. We've had meals where... something's been sketchy through the years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A couple of times I've got deadly ill and everyone else is fine.
Yeah.
Right? My dainty little white system just can't handle it because I've seen, as I told you, I caught him, Amber's dad, you know, God rest his soul.
Leaving chicken
thawing out. Chicken out in a hot sunroom.
Yeah.
So God knows what kind of safety precautions he's been taking.
Yeah.
So there's been several meals through the years where I've been real sick. And no one else. They're like, well, we're fine.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the food. I'm like, I'm sure it was the food.
It was the food.
You're just used to tainted stuff.
Yeah, you're sensitive.
Sensitive. I am. They're not.
Yeah, well, you know.
Their body's like, salmonella, bring it on.
Yeah.
We can handle that.
They say they're like raw beef and stuff like that. Like ground beef is what you're not supposed to eat raw, but some people eat it.
Yeah, you can eat like raw steak, but it's the way that...
Yeah. Steak, they say that they can't, the bacteria and stuff can't get to the center.
Yeah, it can't penetrate. But
there's the ground beef they use to eat raw for, you know, my Middle Eastern dishes is made a different way. It's not made like our ground beef. There's no, you know, it eliminates the chance of getting E. coli and stuff in there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
In a time when we're so divided, it's nice to see people on Twitter arguing over something so simple. A debate over which candy we'd banish forever.
Oh, I got very upset by this one.
Is exploding on Twitter. Okay, so listen to your choices.
It's so easy.
And tell me which one you'd pick. One has to go forever.
Yeah.
Which one do you choose? Your six choices are Snickers, Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups,
M&M's,
by the way, Milky Way, and Twix.
Milky Way.
Milky Way is the one that's got to go.
Okay, I would agree with you. I would agree with you.
What were you thinking?
You know what the worst really is?
M&M's. M&M's, Chuck, yes!
M&M's are delicious.
M&M's taste like sugar-covered vomit.
Listen, plain...
Here's the truth. If you've got to get rid of something forever...
It's like a cereal.
If you've got to get run...
Milky Way at least has the caramel in it.
So you guys are caramel people. I'm more
if there was I three like caramel, Musketeers, but... I would have sacrificed a Three Musketeers
absolutely
in 1 second. But it's not on there.
It's not. It's
that's what I mean.
But the Milky Way is based in Milky Way. Three Musketeers
with caramel on top. Yeah. Yes,
you guys don't like Three Musketeers.
I'll take it if it's available.
Eat it. It's the last thing.
You know, it's actually one of the healthiest candy bars.
That's
you can
why
eat.
It's not great.
Yeah.
It's not bad for you.
Now, if you're banishing M&M's, are you just regular plain M&M's?
No, this is the, this is my point.
It was chocolate M&M's.
Okay. Just plain chocolate M&M's, I can do without. If I'm going to get M&M's, I always got the peanut ones. And now that you can get like the peanut butter ones or the caramel pretzel, whatever it is, I looked at that list and I was like, it's Milky Way. And then I was like, wait. I think I'd get rid of them.
M&M's. I'd get rid of M&M's.
But they're
for
so
sure.
iconic. That's
I know,
the
but
problem.
I don't give a damn.
I like regular
I
M&M's.
I like regular M&M's.
I have a sauce. Pretty good.
Yeah, I do
I
too.
I don't know. I don't.
They're not great.
I don't mind. Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
I don't like some of the other M&M's that have come out. But I'm weird like that. Like really? I don't really like the caramel ones that much.
Okay.
Man, the caramel ones are delicious.
Yeah, I love them too.
I don't like the pretzel ones.
Yeah.
Love the pretzel ones.
I mean, I've eaten tons of all of these.
Right.
And my initial reaction when I saw it was, well, it's Milky Way. But then as I really stopped and analyzed it, what could I really get rid of?
I always wanted more from Milky Way.
Me too. I don't think... if I had a Milky Way, I would... And M&M's, I'd pick M&M's right now.
Throw that Milky Way right to the ground.
Oh, you bastards.
I kick it.
Kick it.
Just give it to me, Andy. I'll eat it.
Stomp it.
Yeah. Stomp it up.
Take
you
it.
Terrible little brown paper and dump out those six M&M's. Eat those down because what a waste.
I'd eat all the M&M's.
M&M's are made with brick dust as filler for their chocolate. Get them out of here.
Brick dust.
I don't know if that's brick dust. It's just not the finest quality chocolate.
Jeez, people are hating on M&M's.
Yeah, they are.
Gotta stay strong.
Yes, yeah.
You guys can.
Stay strong.
Whatever. That's you guys. It's your choice.
We're different.
We're very brave.
Phil Eisen's great. No, to be totally honest, when I thought about it, I thought I was being the brave one.
Me too. I thought people would hate on me for trying to get rid of M&M's.
I feel like M&M's is almost... Like someone had texted in and said, M&M's tastes like Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, and I get it. I get it. There's always M&M's at any party that you went to. Christmas, there's, you know, I get it. That's why I felt like I was being brave. Like, hey, we can get rid of these. It's okay.
James, which one are you getting rid of?
I need to get rid of M&M's as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's just,
like, just plain M&M's? Yeah, get them out of here.
Yeah. Hmm.
Now, if you start going down the path of peanut butter, caramel.
Yeah, no, these were just plain the regular M&M's that we're talking about. I guess we all can agree the other ones should never go. Like, Kit Kat, come on. I haven't had a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup or a regular Snickers, but I understand the passion for them. And Twix. Twix is a classic.
Yeah, Twix. Twix.
Yeah, I like a Twix.
When I saw this breaking on Twitter over the weekend or whatever, I was like, oh, look at this. There was a surprising number of people that wanted the peanut butter cup gone.
Mm.
I couldn't believe
it. Wow, you guys speak so highly of it.
I'm trolling.
Maybe they have peanut allergies, so they're like,
it might have been Russia. It might have been Russia.
It was Russia trying to divide
us. It was probably knowing.
It was probably Russia trying to divide
us. It almost worked on them. It almost worked.
Peanut butter cops.
Americans are very fit.
I started this whole thing, probably. I spent all weekend telling them that their peanut butter crops are terrible.
Yes. Chaos ensued once we tried to make them pick candy bars.
Yes, they forgot totally about not voting Trump.
I haven't updated you guys. Like, I suffered a setback in my peanut allergy stuff.
Stop it.
Yeah, I went back down to like only like 70%.
So you can't have
You might not be able
to break
it.
Soon.
You can still have the other stuff though.
The other nuts I'm fine. I'm good. And but the peanut allergy, I don't know. I don't know if it's going
to
work.
A tricky one. It's hard. It's hard to.
That's too bad.
I was so close. I was 95%.
Yeah, you're not.
And then something happened. I don't know.
But I saw something on the TV the other day. Was they were talking about how they're making advances, but it was for if your kid has peanut allergy.
Oh yeah. So, but even with my peanut allergy, I know the passion that exists for Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
So I'd never want them to go. For all of you lovers out there, I know how highly you speak of them. It was not. It's the number one thing I want to try if I ever do get rid of my peanut allergy.
It's almost worth dying.
I don't know about
it's
that.
The number one thing. And my kids, though, say that because we talked about it at length at home, the first thing I should try is like a Reese's peanut butter pumpkin or tree because there's more peanut butter
in there. Yeah, they're thicker.
Yeah.
Because you're not a big Hershey's chocolate guy, and that's the chocolate that's around it, so mm-hmm. there's less of the Hershey's chocolate and more of that.
More of the peanut butter.
Yeah, like those, the Easter eggs that they sell or whatever.
So good.
I mean,
they sell for the holidays, right?
I just wheel me to the emergency room as I'm eating that. Dave, that's probably how you should go.
Okay. Well, if I'm going to go.
That's how I Jack Kevorkian myself. If I were you, I'd be like, did you hear Dave's tired of life and he's going to off himself? Yeah, he bought a whole huge bag of Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever heard of someone taking their own life by eating something
their allergy?
They've always wanted to try?
No,
I don't think that's ever existed. I don't think so.
That's an unpleasant way to go.
Oh, yeah.
It's choking, right? It's choking.
Oh, yeah. That's awful.
Yeah, it's choking to death.
It's probably one of the more horrible ways to go.
Yes, but we've never heard of it.
But if it just made you like you ate it and you like passed out and drift off to sleep, everyone would be doing it.
Exactly.
That'd be how we check out like, That's how it is.
It's funny, we've discovered a new way to commit suicide.
Yeah. Well, at least for me.
How do you do it? Peanut butter cups.
Peanut butter cups. You just kept eating them till he died.
They're so good.
Yeah, he knew it. He had a huge smile on his face.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, everyone's crying, holding his hand.
It's okay. I'm at peace.
It might not be if you actually cry and you don't enjoy it as much as you thought you would.
What he wants.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, oh, it's not as... Oh, they're not as good as I thought they were going to be.
Not that good.
You guys really oversold it. No,
man kills himself, says they're not as good.
This sucks.
Al said Dave's last words could be, well, that's pretty good.
pretty good.
Honestly, I'm amazed that locker rooms of professional sports teams allow phones to be used at all. Because people are getting changed. It's a locker room, right? As teammates, you should be aware of that fact.
So, like, who are you worried about, though? Like, reporters with phones
or
the players themselves with phones?
In this situation, it's a player.
Okay.
The Chicago Bears keep a rowdy locker room after wins, and after they smoked Washington on the road Monday night, they turned the visitors' locker room into club dub. Everyone was kind of partying. Their running back, Tariq Cohen, went on Instagram Live, and while he was on Instagram Live, Bears offensive lineman Kyle Long was getting changed in the background.
Oh.
Is Long long?
Yeah.
The question will be answered if you go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Can we listen to this or is it?
Yeah, he's not. It's really annoying, but he doesn't swear or anything.
Yes, sir!
And there's Kyle Long in the background there, just pulling his drawers down.
He doesn't care.
I don't know. You're going to hear it.
It's
the background that I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Not necessarily him.
And this is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
So he's taking his socks off.
So he's taking his shorts off. And there's his ass. And there's his dog. Yeah. There you go. Completely nude.
So did he care? What's the story here?
I don't think he knew that the guy was on. I think he just thought he was carrying on.
Yeah, he didn't know he was on Instagram Live.
No, I know. Does he care, though, now?
No statement has been issued yet.
I doubt it. And they're never going to ban phones in locker rooms. It's the NFL. They're not going to ban anything.
Yeah,
they're going to let those guys do what they want.
Yeah, I guess.
That's true.
It's just, you know, I mean, have a little respect for your teammates, though, that you don't put their dongs all over.
That boy, Kyle, get after it.
So, I mean, it's not giant, but he's not short either.
No, he's fine.
He's just, you know, rocking your average dong, but there it is on.
Yeah, I mean, I just would assume that everybody's on TV in a locker. I would not be walking around like Kyle Long.
No.
He's fine with it. Yes. It's like, whatever.
Yeah. I'd do the towel around myself, take my underwear off with a towel.
That's right. You said you'd make that shriek, that little,
I'd have like a little gymnastics changing tent. Just hop right in there. Zip it all the way up. Change. Zip it all the way down. I'm in a suit.
Really? Don't be ridiculous.
You never get on there.
No, no. Just should see Chuck come out of a tent on exactly. Instagram Live.
Like, who's got that tent? Oh,
Chuck's changing tent.
That's a changing tent.
All your teammates would know it would be a challenge for them to get you nude, like to get a shot of you naked.
Oh, my God. So. They never would. They never would.
You know there's guys, though, in the locker room that are not cool with people seeing them nude, that are not happy with what they've been given. Sucks for them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and most guys in a locker room situation, I guess they're just used to people seeing them. Yeah. Maybe not the whole country, but at least, you know.
Yeah. The guy was carrying on, like, he should have known what was happening behind him. Like, he's putting on a show back there.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
Crazy.
If you want to see it for yourself, it's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Was a Florida student kicked out of school for performing in porn?
Well,
here's the story of what happened from News 6 in Orlando. Let's take a listen here.
Well, you know, Lisa, Robert Marucci makes no apologies for performing in porn. He considers it a career like any other. But a little over a week ago, he says that other fellow students here discovered his performance and then started sharing his pictures with each other on their phones. Now, he is getting in trouble, and he says the school here wants him gone.
I feel like I've been treated unfairly and this is unjust.
Until 2 weeks ago, 18-year-old Robert Marucci was just like any high school senior. But when fellow students discovered his pictures and videos on this adult website, he says he became the target of bullies and then kicked out of school.
He was bullied. He was threatened.
His mom knew he worked in porn and says he did it to support her.
I think he's the most awesome person in the world.
Oh, no.
She has box hairdo.
He stood up.
She does have this.
And he was the man of the house when I couldn't be.
But after word spread about his explicit pictures, he says administrators got involved and then suspended him, saying he was a major disruption. In the referral slip, administrators said he threatened to bring weapons to the school, something he denies.
I didn't make any threats to anybody. I believe I handled every situation very maturely.
I think that it is Dr. Sullivan's morals and her personal beliefs, and I don't think that this is anybody's business except for my son's. The children at the school found it, and she didn't do anything to stop it except for suspend my son. He was expelled due to his explicit adult lifestyle career.
But students have reacted differently. Dozens staged this walkout on Friday, hoping to persuade the school to let him stay. And now the family wants an apology from this school. They say he's a good student, never gotten in any trouble before, and they want him to graduate in May like he was supposed to. Now, he also emphasized to me tonight that his performance in this porn was legal. He's 18 years old. He did not break any law, and he did this off school campus.
Sean, what is the district telling you about all of this?
We contacted them. A school district representative declined to go on camera, but did say this, that they are still investigating this and suggested that he violated the student code of conduct, but would not be specific as to what rule he might have broken.
I guess they discovered that he didn't break any rules because the school has allowed him back.
Oh.
Oh, they did.
That's Can you imagine mother. You get into porn to help your... Like, would you do porn to help your family? If that was your last hope, would you do porn pay the family's bills?
My family's doomed.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
that.
You know,
saving.
Yeah, I can't save anything.
Oh, my God.
How much did you come back with, Andy?
$13. $13 for 1 hour.
Yeah. I heard some guy gave you $10 to just leave.
Did. That's where most of the 13 came from. Yeah.
And the other stuff came from that really weird couch.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Got $3 on the couch.
Change I found in the couch. In my jerking couch.
Are we assuming this was a solo show for this guy? He didn't get to this, whatever that website was, that... SeanCody.com or whatever.
Mother should never have allowed that to happen.
Come on.
You can't.
Accept money. Mm. Thanks, kid. Yeah. Good job.
Jeez. Yeah. You got a paper router.
There's so many other... he has his own section on...
Oh, my goodness.
On...
So it's gay porn, right?
Yeah,
that's what I figured.
Yeah, but is he going all the way with it? That'd be tough to...
Probably.
That'd be tough to...
Go to school
and have everyone find out and, you know...
Yeah. And the mother going on the news like that.
It looks like he may be himself, just by himself.
Was he always 18 when he was doing these videos?
It's an interesting...
Yeah.
How far back do they go? I don't believe that, but... Whatever.
We might have only done the one.
I just can't imagine. David, we're going to need you to do porno because your mom and dad have gone through all the money. So we're going to put you out into these porno sites. We've already signed you up for a few, son. And we're going to get you out there and you got to pay the bills for us by just effing your way to money.
Yeah, I mean, it's different because I know my dad.
Well,
you know,
Apple, then Venom.
My dad was always looking for jobs for, like, my brother, whoever needs a job. Bryce would be like, well, I'll hunt for a job all day and all night because I love hunting for jobs, you know? Like, but never once was he like, maybe jerk off or something. Film it for cash.
But that's
put it on a gay site.
Now it's a different age. Look at James's buddy who's on that porn cam site and he's making good
coin.
Do
you think that his mom would be excited though?
Oh, not at all.
Right.
She would be very happy. Yeah. She'd probably be very, very sad.
That's a different mother right there in that news video.
Yeah, imagine if it was reversed, like it was a female student doing porn and her dad was on the news. Creepy.
Yeah.
It's just creepy.
Totally creepy.
That's the way I feel about, like, this is creepy too.
Oh, it's super creepy.
No, it's absolutely
just a
creepy.
Terrible person that mother is.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Wow. Oh, no, I saw
what?
It.
What?
Sorry, Lisa.
I didn't see it. Okay, I'm not on the screen.
Yeah, okay, go back and then.
You get on the screen and then I'll reveal what we just saw to you.
I'm scared.
It's his hairy taint. There you go.
Yep. Yeah. Very vulnerable position.
Yes.
Jesus.
That is his dog.
He's very well endowed for a high school kid.
Oh my God. Well, now I know why he's doing it.
Looks like he did a little stuff.
Yikes.
Looks like he then progressed on to...
But...
Day at the beach.
Still tans in his board shorts.
He's getting hammered. Yeah. There we
he's
go.
Getting
oh, my
he
goodness.
Your mind, though, he's got a big smile
on his
face.
Was happy. He's getting hammered.
Having a good time.
So good time it was more than a solo.
Yeah, it may have started out solo and then progressed to getting pounded.
My God.
Jesus.
And don't your you mom's dare like, say anything about my beautiful boy, my beautiful son.
She's trying to put on the tears on the news.
I know.
Ma'am, so your son took it up the butt for you to make some
Absolutely.
Cash?
He was the man of the house when there was no man of the house. I couldn't be the man of the house.
He's using his sausage to put some sausage on the dinner table.
Hey, man, we're all born with something.
Right.
God-given talent. Maybe this is this guy's talent.
That's what he was meant to do. But I will say,
just boogie nights
I don't think legally school can expel you
for appearing in porn if you're of age, right? So they did. They realized they didn't have a, like a legal ground to stand on here, so just, they had to let him. Yeah, back
it was
in
like school. A moral, religious, probably religious moral reason that they like gay porn. Oh my god.
No!
It is...
get rid of them!
It's a decision most families wouldn't make, wouldn't be cool with. Most moms would not, would rather get money elsewhere than send you into a world of porn.
Honestly, I'd do anything to stop my kids. Like, if my kids ever thought they had to, for me, start doing porn, I'd be like, no, don't worry, I'll go kill somebody. Like, I'll go, I'll figure something out. Yeah. You don't do porn, I'll take the
fall. Mm-hmm. Mama, I'll take on three jobs, whatever, you know, we'll figure it out. You don't need to do
nasty stuff.
Thanks for the offer of, you know, effing another dude, but we will figure this out.
But not my kids, like anything to save my kids from that kind of life. Mm.
Again,
of course.
Brutal. Different family. And then you go on the news about it.
Yeah.
And you're crying about it. The porn.
That's a.
I'm just trying to get this kid back in school.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why she's on the news crying.
I mean,
she wasn't on the news crying to like brag that her son sucked in dongs for cash.
Right.
It was more so to let the school know like they're making the wrong choice.
Someone said if Chuck could get paid for jerking, he'd have Mark Cuban money. Chuck has $4.8 billion, you guys.
Man, if I only could have got paid from the time I started,
I'd be a real, sugar baby.
Exactly.
Well, you never would have met. He never would have been on this show. All right. When a parent makes a threat, they have to follow through with it. I tell Amber this all the time. She makes these grandiose threats to our kids. You know, I will take away your phone for a year. I'm like, you're never going to do that. So you can't say it because they know it's fake.
Right.
If you say you're going to take their phone away for a couple of days, you take their phone away for a couple of days. Well, there's a woman named Becky Cranley in Kent, England. She lives up to her threats. Her son is in eighth grade. He started getting into some trouble at school last year. She said, listen, keep getting into trouble, then I'll go to school with you. So the school year started. He got in trouble again.
Uh-oh.
So Becky called the school and said, you know what? I'm coming in with them, if that's okay. And they said, hey, if it helps, go right ahead. So she showed up while he was in class and sat next to him for the entire day.
She banged one of his friends. It was terrible.
Stop it. She said he was unbelievably embarrassed. I was introduced as his mom. Said, but I've just had enough. My foot is down. I will not lose this battle. He's just going to have to deal with it.
He's going to do so many drugs, you know?
I can't wait till I get my hands on some opiates. I'm going to just do them and do them and do them.
Never stop.
Never stop till I'm dead.
Because of you, Mom.
All because of you and the pain and anguish you've caused me.
There are parents like that out there, though, right? The parents that just set out to... Although I have, you know, I don't go the embarrassment route. It's not the type of parenting. I mean, I haven't perfected it, but it's just not something I would do. Mm. I would never go to school with my kids to shame them.
I think there's a couple, you know... There's ways you can screw things up even worse. Is the way I look at it. And I think a lot of parents do this where they're hovering over the kids so much that it's actually going to make it worse. And like going to school with your kids, probably hovering over them a bit too much.
So the Brister was on top of you guys. If you screwed up, do you think he ever would have went to school?
He would have never went to school with me. He just clearly upon threat of death.
Right. We were scared.
Was haunting me. Hunting
me at
lunch.
I think that's part of the problem. We had a fear of our parents that stopped us from doing, well, some of us, really bad things.
Yeah.
But a lot of kids don't have that fear anymore.
You're going to do, I mean, I still did a lot of bad things. I just hid them very well.
Yeah. Jason the Jew, his parents, I guess, did something like this for him, right? Oh, Jason, are you with us there?
It was horrifying.
What happened?
I'd been up to no good, you know, in my youth.
Mm-hmm. We've heard some tales.
Right. So I got in some trouble and I was grounded, but there was a big football game on the Friday night. So I really wanted to go. And my mom said the only like stipulation was that her and my dad came with me
to the game. That's
so you said, no, well, it's too bad. I'm not going to go.
Oh, no, I went. Mm-hmm. And my dad was like against it. You know, he's like, come on, we're not going to do this. And my mom was like, we're going. So As I'm like talking to people, they were behind. It was just, it was horrible. As I'm reliving it, I want to cry.
Did you introduce them or did you just like let them hang back?
Well, it was like they hung back and I would like go talk to my friends and then I'd come back to them.
it was
the rival high school also. So like two high schools were like, look at that loser.
Oh, geez. That would be strange.
So, I remind her of like, I can't believe you guys did that to me.
I have a question though, first. So did things get better?
That was my question.
Yeah, okay.
Did it actually change you or did it make you wanna like react worse?
Well, I'm here answering phones for you. You tell me.
No, it did no good. No, it did absolutely no good. Oh. Things went south.
Went as far south as they could go.
Yeah.
But I'm on the climb. So
On the climb. Back up. Yep. There he comes.
On the plateau.
All right. Mm-hmm. Jason the Jew.
Don't do it to your kids. Don't.
No.
I agree with you. Don't do it to your kids.
Don't. Poor Let Jason. Him go back to his Jew camp.
End up like away I go.
Oh, there he goes. His mom's actually.
I can't imagine that.
His mom's sitting beside him.
Oh my God.
Jason, take line four.
Jason, answer the phone. Jason, the phone's ringing. You're going to, oh my God, how long you leave him on hold? Forever they're on hold. Why? Why don't you tell them that they're going to be on hold for a while? Why'd you put him on hold if you knew you were never going to talk to him?
Oh, imagine your mom comes to work with you.
Oh,
even worse. Monica had that happen. Your mom went to school with you, Monica. Were you just up to no good?
Yeah, the teacher had called my mother and said that I'm distracted. I focus all my attention on this boy because I'm picking on him. So obviously I must like him. This was fifth grade. Yeah. And that's not what happened. My mom went to school with me and quickly realized that I was tormenting this poor boy. There was really nothing wrong with him except for the girl that I liked him. So what better way to get her attention than by making his life miserable and making him, like, just humiliating him on a daily basis?
Well, back up this lesbian train for a second. You were into the lady.
Yeah, she liked him, and I couldn't get her attention, so I just focused all of my attention on making him look stupid.
And did it work?
No, it didn't work. She hated my guts, and my mother went to school with me, and that was quite embarrassing.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, Monica.
Yep.
All the best. Hopefully things have worked out better for you.
Dave. Couple laughs there.
Yeah, couple of giggles.
I guess that's a no?
No.
That's just a no.
That's a hard no.
Hopefully things have worked out better. All right, then. Scissor it out.
Gotta scissor it out.
Hopefully.
Scissor it in.
That's quite a strategy, though. You're in love with a lady, so you make that guy who has a crush on her seem like a real stupid jackass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she'll the thing fall about for your lady bits.
Yeah, I mean,
doesn't work that
doesn't
way.
Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work that way. They got to be into ladies.
They got to like Muff Devin. If they don't, you're screwed.
GC Pete's.
Florida's effed up. Coming up right here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Let's just get one. Let's hear it.
Sure.
GC Pete's.
Man, Florida's effed up.
Speaking of avocado, like we did earlier, we got a story here about a woman who got way too angry with her roommate who ate her avocado. Because, as you're about to hear, she apparently had plenty of avocado to go around. 56-year-old woman in Port St. Lucie, Florida, confronted her 72-year-old roommate earlier this month. What am I doing at 56 that I've got a 72-year-old roommate? I've done something wrong.
I don't know.
Life hasn't been good.
Probably not.
Well, the 72-year-old was hungry and ate a ton of avocados.
I've been getting in here
from the fridge.
That's all I can eat with no teeth.
Diarrhea. I had so many avocados. I got diarrhea.
When the 56-year-old opened the fridge and realized that her avocados that she had already pre-sliced and wrapped up were gone, she said, "Hey, did you eat these?"
Goddamn right I did.
Yeah.
The 72-year-old responded by giving her the middle finger.
Oh, well.
Like a little bit, look at that. That's fueled by
hold on.
She's feisty.
She knows.
Well, the 56-year-old did not like that. She grabbed more avocados and threw them at her. Some of them hit the 72-year-old in the face. Some of them hit the wall. The cops came. When they got there, the 56-year-old woman was eating a burger with more avocado on top of it. It's she was arrested for battery on a person 65 or older.
Gosh.
It is wild.
Obsessed with that avocado.
Yeah, they
but I mean, at the same time, if I had 35 avocados, and even if you ate five of them,
yeah,
I'm like, I'm still like, God, I was never going to get through all 25 of them.
They go bad.
Yeah, they go bad fast. In like 12 seconds. Yeah. Right?
You can't put them in the fridge sliced up.
They'll no, they would have been brown, right?
Down in a second, they'll be nasty.
You had enough avocados.
I'm on a nail.
You never. You sunk my battleship there. Yep.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.